my commanding officer in the Irish Hospice Foundation thought that what we had to do before we did more about death, dying and bereavement was to ask the Irish people what they thought. And the idea was to start what you might call a national conversation on death and dying, to say to people, look, for you, your organisation, for you as a patient or for you as just a citizen, what has struck you that needs to be addressed? If you're a funeral undertaker, what are the issues? Are they about regulation? If you're in the army or in the emergency services, is there an issue about how you are looked after a tragedy when you are the person who had to, for instance, to clean up bodies off a road after a bombing? If you are a legal person on human rights, what are the issues in regard to how people are treated from a legal and human rights point of view at the end of life? Mm. And very, very importantly, if you are a chaplain or a bishop or one of the churches, how do you believe that the church caters for end of life in an increasingly secular, multicultural society?
Mm.
Are we still wrapped up in the idea that everybody goes to the chapel or that everybody wants a decade of the rosary? And how do we answer that?
Mm.
And it's not easy. And it's not easy, particularly for older people.
Mm.
If you're an old person, you know, what, as you approach the pearly gates, what are the kind of things that worry you? Please tell us. And we're saying, there's a year to do it, and we have open arms about this. We're very, very flexible. We will listen to everybody. And then at the end of a year, what we hope to do is to, what we will do, is we will have a report. And that report will give us a sort of an idea as to where we proceed from there.
Now, of course, all of this means that death has to be discussed.
Okay.
And I think a lot of people shy away from it. I know I do. And but it was brought out into the open there recently when Nuala O'Fallon did that interview before she passed away. Mm. And that did open the floodgates, really, for a lot of people to say, yes, maybe we should be thinking about it. But do you find people in general don't have any plan?
Oh, yeah, we are very, very unprepared. And, of course, a lot of Catholic people, for instance, would have been trained about the importance of preparing for death, making sure that they've said their confession, gone to confession, etc., etc., etc. But whatever about the spiritual side of it, none of us, or very few of us, have made arrangements for what should happen when we die.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't, and we should, indicate to our families and to those closest to us how we want to be treated medically when we're dying. We should all have a will. How many of us don't? Quite a lot. And this is why we're glad to be talking to the legal people, because they're going to raise these type of issues. We want people to tell us, as individuals, what has happened to them when one of their own has died. What were the kind of conditions that that person died in? What were the good things? And let's be true, blunt about it, a lot of very good things are done. But sometimes there can be a crassness and a lack of thinking. The president who is opening the forum in the Royal Hospital, Kilmainham, on March 11, she has said that everybody has a right to a caring, careful death. And we would, you know, reiterate that. Now, the word right, of course, is a very dangerous one, because we think we have rights about things and sometimes we don't. So we have to discuss that. What right, in the legal sense, do we have to a caring, careful death?
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned also that we live in a more secular world nowadays. Do you see that causing a problem for people in hospitals?
Oh, in hospitals? Yes, definitely. I mean, when we talk to chaplains, particularly older chaplains who were sort of brought up in a tradition where it was assumed, bar the one Jewish person in the village and the two Protestants, that everybody automatically was shipped down to the chapel and there was a decade of the rosary, and, you know, that we all knew where we were coming from and the responses from the congregation would be uniform and predictable. We've gone way beyond that now.
Yeah.
There are increasingly number of people who want to be buried, not only married, but buried in a secular setting. There are increasingly number of people, of course, who are Muslims. And this raises questions about having chaplains available, being aware that other chaplains may need to be available, and of course being aware of about mortuaries. Mortuaries should be adaptable to suit other faith groups.
Mm. So you're asking people to make submissions to you. Well, do they write to you at the hospice?
They can do a number of things, and we're trying to make it as flexible as possible. First of all, if people want to come in and see us and talk about it, we will arrange that they can do that, and we'd be delighted to do that. They can ring 67 Dublin number, 67 55 970. My colleague Linda is on the phone, or myself, and we'd be delighted to either, you know, give advice on how they might submit or how they might like to talk to us. They can send a submission to us, to myself, Paul Murray, at 32 Nassau Street, Dublin 2, or they can send a submission by email, which is easier in many respects, but not for everybody, but they can do that. submissions@endoflife.ie, submissions@endoflife.ie. Or they may like to look at our website, which is www.endoflife.ie. So they can contact us in any way they like, and we can discuss how they might like to submit. And we'd, of course, be delighted to hear from them.